I'm not the smartest person in the world. I know that. And those of you that have been here for very long, you know that too. But now think about it for just a moment. Let's just use some good old common sense here. If all flesh is not the same flesh, then that means that it's different. Amen? If it's not the same, then it's different. That's just good old common sense there. The Bible says all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. So you have all of these different types of flesh. All flesh is not the same. The flesh of a person is not the same flesh as that of a beast or a fish or a bird. There is a difference when it comes to these types of flesh. But then notice also it says in verse number 40, there are also celestial bodies. Celestial bodies is a reference to the things up in the solar system, like the stars and the sun and the moon, all of those planets there. That's what it's referring to when it says celestial bodies. And then it goes on to say, and bodies terrestrial. Now, these would have to do with things that are down here on the earth. The celestial have to do with the things above our head, up in heaven, especially in the solar system. The terrestrial have to do with the things down here on the earth. And so not everything is celestial, right? And not everything is terrestrial. You have difference there. Some are celestial bodies and some are terrestrial bodies. Some have to do with above our head and some have to do with down here on this earth where we live. There is a difference. Not all are the same. But now let's keep reading. It says, but the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. So they're different. They're not the same. Verse 41, there is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. And this is back up in the celestial, talking about those celestial bodies. So not only do you have difference when it comes to celestial and terrestrial, but you have a difference even when you're just talking about the celestial. If you're just talking about what's up in heaven, in the solar system, even there you have things that are not the same, things that are different. For example, he gives them in verse 41. You have the sun, and then you have the moon. Are the sun and the moon the same? No. They're completely, what's the word? Completely different. There is a difference. They are not the same. The moon's not the sun. The sun's not the moon. They are completely different bodies. And then he says, in another glory of the stars. You got all of those stars. And man, isn't it a blessing when you can just walk outside at night on a clear night and look up and see all those stars? To me, that's one of the things that people who live in a real big city miss out on. You get in those big cities, and you got all that smog and stuff. It doesn't matter how clear a night it is, you still can't see all those stars up above your head. What a blessing it is to live in a place where on a clear night, you can just go outside and look up above you and see the handiwork of God. See those stars, and there's just stars by the thousands and millions that are above you up there. And what he says here, look at it now, 41, for one star differeth from another star in glory. Not only are the stars different from the sun and the moon, but the stars differ among themselves. No two stars are the same. You'll have this star and then another star, and they're not the same. Y'all following what I'm saying? There is a difference. When you read on in the passage, you'll find that what is true of creation is true also when it comes to the resurrection. Look at what he says in verse 42. He says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It, talking about our body, is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. So there's a difference between this body that I have now and the body I'm going to get one day. Amen? Thank the Lord for that. Isn't it a wonderful blessing to know that we're not going to be stuck in these bodies right here for all eternity? Thank God we're going to get a different body. It's not just going to be a new body that will eventually wear out. See, here's the thing. When you say new, and I understand the use of the term, but if you say it's just a new body, well, say I buy a television, and that television gets messed up over time. Well, I go to the store and I buy a new television. That television can tear up just like the old one I had, right? So it's not just a new body we're going to get one day. Thank God it's going to be a completely different body that we get one day. That's going to make all the difference in the world. But notice he says in verse 43, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. That's what we got now. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, what we have, and there is a spiritual body. Two completely, here's the word, different bodies. It's not just going to be a new body. It will be new, but it's going to be completely different from the one that I have right now. And the same is true for you. The body you get in the future is not going to be just a new. It's going to be a completely different body from the one that you possess now. So there is a difference. Y'all follow me? There is a difference. The God of creation, the God of the Bible, the God who in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, that God, the one and only true God, the God of creation, made things, what's the word? Different, right? I mean, we're just reading it right here in this one passage, and there's so many other places you can see this truth in the Bible, but for the sake of time, we just look right here. The God who created everything made things different. He did not make everything the same, and he is not going to make everything the same. When it comes to what he's already created, there is a great difference in the things that God created and put down here on this earth. When it comes to my new body, when it comes to your new body, he's not going to give us the same old thing we've been living in down here. He's going to give us a different body. So this God of creation, he created things differently. He's going to make things in the future different. His entire creation is filled with things that are different. Amen? Y'all following my train of thought so far? He creates things different. And the reason that I point this out is because we live in an age when people expect us, I mean, they really expect us to believe and accept that all things are the same. They want us to believe that all races, religions, relationships, and so forth are the same. And if we don't comply, if we do not embrace with open minds and open arms this unbiblical nonsense, we are immediately labeled now. Y'all following what I'm saying? If we don't just go right along and say everything's the same and everything is equal, then immediately we are labeled. We are labeled as a racist. If you simply point out that there are differences, we're not talking about one being better than the other. We're just simply talking about differences. And if you point out there are differences in the races that God put down here on this earth, then you're a racist. Isn't that how it is? I mean, I'm telling y'all the truth, aren't I? We're labeled as a racist if we say there's a difference. We're also labeled as a sexist. We're labeled as a cultist. We're labeled as bigoted and narrow-minded and propagators of hate. If I just use common sense, do y'all realize what this world's trying to do? It's trying to squeeze every drop of common sense out of us. It's trying to brainwash us and get us to the point where we can't just use the minds that God gave us and think clearly and plainly about things. That's what this world's trying to do. And I am now considered a person propagating hate. and giving out hate speech if I simply point out that there are differences in things that exist down here on this earth. Folks, that is not wrong. The world wants you and I to think that it's wrong. What's wrong and really just absolutely senseless and almost insane is for us to go through our lives thinking that everything's the same. Everything is not the same. Not the same. The spirit of our age, and that's what it is, by the way. It's a spirit, an unclean spirit. The spirit of our age tries to brainwash us, tries to conform us, tries to get us to bend our knee and give up our convictions and just lose our ever-loving minds and not think sensibly. That's what the age is trying to do to us right now. To make us where we think that everything is the same. Everything is not the same. And you and I who are saved should stand up and resist with everything in us the spirit of this age. We ought to resist this nonsense, this unbiblical nonsense that tries to conform us and make us think that everything's the same. You and I need to stand against that spirit. So I'll tell you what I want to do here in just the next few minutes. I got to move on with the message. I want to spend some time this morning just talking about things that are different. There is a difference. Amen. Everything's not the same. I don't care. You don't need to be brainwashed by what you hear on the morning news. Amen. You don't need to be brainwashed by politicians. You don't need to be brainwashed by scientists. You don't need to be brainwashed by liberal preachers and carnal Christians that don't know enough Bible to know what's right and wrong. You don't need to be brainwashed by that nonsense. Because I tell you what's happening. This is what troubles me the most, I guess, as a preacher, is I see that spirit that's out there now coming into the church. I see that same evil spirit that's out in the world, that spirit of conformity, that spirit that tries to just prevail over good common sense. I see it coming into the churches even now, to where preachers and Christians are believing this nonsense that you hear out in the world. Folks, we have to fight against that. I can't make any of you believe anything, and I'm not even going to try to make you believe anything. What I'm going to do is preach the Bible. And then it'll be up to you to decide what you do with it. But as long as I stand in this pulpit or any other, I'm going to fight with everything I can against the spirit of this wicked age we're living in down here. I'm just going to put the Bible out there as best as I know. I'm not going to give you my opinion about things. I'm just going to give you the Word of God and just lay it out there so that hopefully we won't get brainwashed by this nonsense. So let's just talk a little bit this morning about some things that are different. Just to remind you, I'm sure you probably already know these things, but I just want to remind you this morning, and I'm going to go ahead and just jump off in the deep end. I'm not going to wade off in the shallow water. I'm just going to jump on off out in the deep this morning and get in trouble to start with. And I'm going to start with what is a real hot button issue now in our world. We hear about it all the time. You just turn your TV on, turn the radio on, there it is. And here's what I want you to remember this morning. No matter how much garbage and filth you hear out there, I want you to remember that homosexual relationships are not the same as heterosexual relationships. Do you understand that? And Brother Jason, I don't even mind if this one gets on the radio, okay? Because it needs to be out there. It needs to be heard from the pulpits in this land today. It needs to be heard from God's people. It needs to be heard from the body of Christ that this lifestyle is wrong. And folks, they're not the same. Homosexual relationships are not the same as heterosexual relationships, and it's all right. You listening to me? It's all right for you to say so. You don't have to cow down and give into that mess. You don't need to give into the spirit of this age and say, well, I ought to keep that to myself. No, you ought not keep that to yourself. You ought to stand against that spirit and say that a homosexual relationship is not the same as a heterosexual relationship, because they're not the same. They're completely different things. Here's the troubling thing that I find going on more and more. years ago, and maybe not all that long ago, you had people that were adamantly against it, but now somebody in their family has come out and said they're a homosexual, and suddenly those people have changed their convictions. That bothers me. I said, I'm going to tell you something, friend. It doesn't matter if it's my family, your family, right's right and wrong's wrong. And you a yellow-bellied coward if you change your conviction just because somebody in your family goes against something that you stand against. Homosexual relationships are not the same as heterosexual relationships. Now, homosexuals want us, gay people, ever how you want to term them, want us to believe they are the same. And how do I know they want me to believe the same? Because one reason, just one reason, one simple common sense reason is the fact that they're constantly asking for equal rights. Think about it, folks. Just common sense this morning. Why do they ask for equal rights? Why do they want the same rights as a heterosexual couple? Because they want me to believe that their relationship is the same kind of relationship that me and my wife have. And they are not the same. And because they're not the same, God help a country that will give those people the same rights as heterosexuals. But that's where we are. They're not the same. How do you know it? Well, just think about it from a biblical perspective, okay? The Bible's the authority, amen? I mean, the Word of God's the authority. And let's think about it from a biblical perspective. One, and I'm talking about the homosexuals here, one is unnatural. Unnatural. The Bible says in the book of Romans that the men left the natural, y'all listening to that? The natural use of the woman and burned in their lust one toward another, working that which is unseemly. The Bible says the men left the natural. There is nothing more unnatural on the face of this planet than two men or two women who want to be together. That is unnatural. One is unnatural. One is the result of the lust of perverted men and women. That's one of them. One of them in the Bible, is an abomination in the eyes of God. That's what one of them is. One of them receives, according to the Bible, the wrath of God. One of them cannot even reproduce. When God created Adam and Eve, he said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Isn't that what he said? You tell me if two men or two women have ever reproduced anything naturally, have they? You know what they can do? They can recruit, but they can't reproduce. That's why they're trying to brainwash you. That's why they want to brainwash my son. That's why they want to brainwash your children and your grandchildren, because they're recruiting. They can't reproduce, but they can recruit. They can go out and recruit people and brainwash people and get more people to side with them, but they cannot naturally reproduce. It is not physically possible for that to happen. And those relationships are the same, are they? Folks, do y'all understand? I'm not just trying to be harsh. It takes an absolute idiot to believe that those kinds of relationships are the same. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just telling you the truth. Because you got one that's all that I just mentioned. Then you have another one that was actually created by God. He created Adam. He created Eve. He brought the woman to the man. They got married, became one flesh. And he said to that man and to that woman, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And that man and woman had the capacity to do that. Right? God created that. It wasn't the result, a heterosexual relationship wasn't the result of the perversion of men. That was something God created. And not only did he create that, but God puts his blessing on that. God honors that. That relationship can actually fulfill a purpose for which it was created. A man and woman can reproduce like God said for them to. And the two are the same, are they? Y'all listening to me? They're not the same. And we are not wrong. Here's the thing you got to know. We are not wrong for saying they are not the same. We are not bigots and we are not racist. We are people that believe the testimony of the Bible, and it is our right and our place in this country to say that those things are not the same. They're different. Now, let me move on to a second. Talking about some things that are different. And if that one didn't get me into trouble, this one probably will. Men and women are not the same. Now here, you know, you got this business now where men are having operations and trying to become women, and women are having operations and trying to become men. And they're just trying to blend us all together. We got this talk, it's nonsense now, about men being able to go into a women's bathroom and women going to a men's bathroom and all that kind of stuff. It's just, if it wasn't so sad, it'd be laughable, it really would, that somebody could be that dumb as to actually believe that. Folks, men and women are not the same, but we have this spirit of the age that tries to blend us all together to where men and women are the exact same. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created them male and female. Isn't that what it says? That's what God did. God did not create them male and male or female and female. He didn't create them all the same. He created male and he created female. And there is a difference between a man and a woman. There's a difference there. And anybody with good common sense can see that. They're not the same. Thanks to the Women's Live movement that started all those years ago and a bunch of nonsense now, though, we have where we're blending it all together. Just men and women, we're all the same. We're not the same. Let's just think about it for just a moment. Let's just start right here, and I'm not trying in any way to be vulgar, so please don't take it this way. What about our bodies? I mean, ladies, can't you look at your body and tell that you're different than a man? Can't you? Men, can't you look at your body and tell that you ain't made the same way that woman is? I'm not trying to be vulgar, okay? I'm just telling you, just look. The plumbing's different, okay? Y'all follow what I'm saying? The plumbing ain't the same. Now, they having surgeries trying to make it the same because people are crazy and possessed of an unclean spirit, okay? But they're not the same. God made our bodies different. A man has a body that's a certain way, and a woman has a body that's a certain way, and they're not the same. Not even close to the same. So just in that, I see a difference, but I read in the Bible where on many levels our responsibilities to God are completely different. Completely different. Our emotional makeups, the way we are emotionally, is different. And generally speaking, okay, and I realize there might be some exceptions to this rule, but I'm going to tell you, when you find exceptions in this, you trace that back and there's some issues there. But generally speaking, what men and women like and dislike is different. Now, you'll find occasionally where men and women like the same thing, but I'm telling you, on an average, what men like and what women like is different. On an average, right? I'm going to just use me and my wife, for example. Just in the television programs we like to watch. We come in. Before she ever turns it on, I can tell you what channel she's going to. It ain't the one I'm going to go to when I turn on the TV. I'm not saying she's wrong. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just saying we're different. When we go into a store, where I want to go and where she wants to go are not the same, brethren. She wants to go over here to the pretty little girls' outfits and all, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. Look, I don't want my woman to speak with a voice lower than I got. I don't want my woman to act like a man. You hear me? I want some femininity. Say that word real fast several times. I want her to act like a woman. And I don't mind. I don't mind if she wants to go over and look at all that stuff. What I mind is when she wants me to go over and look at all that stuff. Because when I go into Walmart, I ain't worried about what's over there. Where am I wanting to go? Men, tell me where I want to go. Hunting and fishing, that's where I want to go. And you men that ain't too scared to say so, you know that's how you are. We're different. We're not the same. And I'm going to tell you, in the Bible, God expects women and men to recognize those differences accept those differences and show other people those differences. I read in this Bible right here where it says that it's an abomination in the eyes of God for a woman to wear men's apparel and for a man to wear woman's apparel. Woman ought not dress like a man, and a man ought not dress like a woman. Why? God wants a distinction. Men and women are not the same. We're not the same, so he wants a woman to look like a woman. I read in the Bible where it says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. But it says it's a glory for a woman to have long hair. Why? Distinction. There's a difference. When people look at my wife, they ought to be able to look at her and say, that is a woman. When they look at me, they ought to be able to say, that's a man right there. There's a difference, folks. I don't care what the nuts in this world say. There is a difference. Let me read something to you. I just got to read this to you. The title of this is This About Sums It Up, and it does. What I have on this paper here are the diary entries of a husband and wife from a single day. First is her entry into the diary. Y'all listening? Tonight, I thought my husband was acting weird. Ladies, we always act weird, okay? But I thought my husband was acting weird. We had made plans to meet at a nice restaurant for dinner. I was shopping with my friends all day long. Amen. So I thought he was upset at the fact that I was a bit late. But he made no comment on it. Conversation wasn't flowing, so I suggested that we go somewhere quiet so we could talk. He agreed, but he didn't say much. I asked him what was wrong. He said nothing. I asked him if it was my fault that he was upset. He said he wasn't upset, that it had nothing to do with me, and not to worry about it. On the way home, I told him that I loved him. He smiled slightly and kept driving. I can't explain his behavior. I don't know why he didn't say, I love you too. When we got home, I felt as if I had lost him completely, as if he wanted nothing to do with me anymore. He just sat there quietly and watched TV. He continued to seem distant and absent. Finally, with silence all around us, I decided to go to bed. About 15 minutes later, he came to bed. But I still felt that he was distracted and his thoughts were somewhere else. He fell asleep. I cried. I don't know what to do. I'm almost sure that his thoughts are with someone else. My life is a disaster. That's hers. This is his. My boat wouldn't start, and I can't figure out why. That about sums it up, don't it? You know what that is? That's a difference in how men and women think about things. Y'all follow what I'm saying? And listen to me. It's perfectly all right for you and I to say there is a difference. It's perfectly all right for us to just stand our ground and say there is a difference between men and women. And I have several more. I'm already out of time. Just let me mention these. Just quickly, adults are different from children. I mean, doesn't Paul say when I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things? Any of you in here got any sense know that a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old child does not think like an adult, right? There's a difference, and there's nothing wrong with saying that. There's a difference, listen to me, between Christianity and all the other religions that are in this world today. Christianity is about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who paid our price on Calvary's cross so we could be saved. That's what Christianity is about. What the world is trying to do is just blend all of it together. All us religions are the same. First of all, I don't even believe that Christianity is a religion, okay? Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ. We don't need to be swept up in this thing thinking that Christianity is on the same level with all of this other stuff that's out there in the world today. They're not the same. And it's all right, folks, for me to say they're not the same. I'm not some cult leader because I disagree with other religions and point out from the Bible where those religions are wrong. That's all right for me to do. The denominations are not even the same. I mean, if you just wanted to break it on down to that, the different denominations are not the same. They are different, okay? They're different. I am a Baptist, and I am a Baptist for a reason. And that reason is not because I think being a Baptist gets you to heaven, okay? That's crazy. I am a Baptist because I believe the Baptists are closer to what the Bible teaches than any other denomination. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to let people convince me that I'm wrong to stand where I stand when it comes to being a Baptist. I'm going to say what I believe and why I believe it. Because we're different, folks. We're different. Whether people see it or not, we're different. There's a difference between people who are lost and saved. Do you know that if you're a child of God, you have a different father than somebody who's lost? You have a different family than somebody who is lost. And I tell you, most importantly, you got a different future than people who are lost. Lost people and saved people are not the same. This is a garbage I hear all the time now. We're all God's children. You know what that is? That's that spirit of this age trying to convince us that everybody's the same. We're all God's children. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are not God's child. That's what the Bible says. Lost people and saved people are not the same. I tell you this, even amongst saved people, just like with those stars up there. You have stars and all those stars are different, right? You have saved people the world over. Not all saved people are the same. There are some saved people who have more gifts and more talents and more abilities than others. And who decided that, by the way? The Lord did. Have you ever studied that parable in your Bible, the parable of the talents, and noticed that the Lord gave some of those more talents than he did others? The Lord did that. That wasn't man's decision, the Lord. There are some Christians that have far more talents and gifts than I do. The important thing is what I do with what I possess. That's what matters. But what I'm saying is all of us saved people are not the same. And nowadays, all us saved people, we're not even going in the same direction anymore. They save people that sold out and they're going the way of the world. They're going completely opposite of how God wants them to go. I'm different from that person. I don't want to go the way the world wants to go. I want to go the way God wants me to go. All saved people are not the same. Here's the last one I'm going to give you, and I could have spent a lot more time on, but here's the last one. Eternity, for those who are saved and lost, will be different. Not only in the respect of where we're going. Lost people go to hell, saved people go to heaven, but that's not even what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is that amongst the lost people who wind up in hell, there's going to be a difference. According to your Bible, there's going to be people in hell who get more punishment than other people down there in hell. The same is true for those of us who go to heaven. This nonsense that says we all who are saved are going to heaven and we're going to have the same eternity and everything's going to be the same up there, that's not biblical at all, friend. You mean to tell me somebody that got saved when they were a young kid and they lived for Jesus Christ all their entire life, year after year after year after year, is going to get the same rewards as a person who got saved and then just trifled away their life living for the world? Folks, we have a just God, a fair God. And he's not going to reward every Christian the same. According to the Bible, we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give account of ourselves. And how it goes for us in eternity will be dependent upon how we've lived after we got saved. And there is a very high probability there'll be a whole lot of folks there in heaven that wind up with more rewards than we do. Why? Because they did more with their Christian life than we did with ours. Folks, there is a difference. Y'all understand that? That's what I want you to, if you don't get nothing else, I want you to get this. I want you to get there is a difference. And number two, I want you to get that you are not wrong to say there's a difference. Where you're wrong is when you go with the flow, accept the spirit of the age, and believe that nonsense that we're all the same. That's where you're wrong. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for the privilege to be in church. And Lord, I just ask you to please help us, help each one of us, Lord, to just use good common sense and give us the courage and the backbone to stand for what's right and not be deceived by the spirit of this age, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.